This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Hi, welcome. This is Chris Witz for Morning Devotions. It can happen any time. And I'm talking about getting lost. Before the days of the GPS, the map, and the good old map and I were good friends. I admit I get lost very easily. Some people I notice are blessed with a sense of direction, but not me. I can be driving in the wrong direction. And, well, thank God that every time I get in my car that the GPS is working, well, most of the time anyway. So have you ever been lost driving or lost somewhere some other place? You probably have. It can happen. The experience of losing a young child in a busy shopping mall can be very unpleasant, scary, but it happens so easily, doesn't it? In a large car park, losing your car. Also, that's happened to me. Very annoying. I like the story that goes back over 50 years, and a man named Hugh Moorhead, he had a special hobby. And what he used to do, he'd write to famous philosophers and authors and scientists, and he'd ask them one question, simple question, what is the purpose of life? And what was really disappointing was that none of Moorhead's correspondents could really give him anything constructive about the meaning of life. For example, someone said, I have no answers to the meaning of life. I no longer want to search for any. Isaac Asimov, he was the Russian-born American author and biochemist. And he said to Hugh, as far as I can see, there is no purpose to life. Albert Ellis, the American psychiatrist, said, as far as I can tell, life has no special or intrinsic meaning or purpose. There was Thomas Nagel, he wrote to, the American philosopher. I'm afraid the meaning of life still eludes me. And then Friedrich Nietzsche, the Greek philosopher, he said, life is an unprofitable episode that disturbs an otherwise blessed state of non-existence. And Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist, he wrote back to Hugh Moorhead, I don't know what the meaning or the purpose of life is, but it looks like as if there was something meant by it. Now, as you can tell from listening to those comments, these people, very notable people, had no idea that life had any purpose, value, or direction. And you know that people who have no direction in life are literally lost, talking about getting lost. And I hope that you have a meaning. You know what the meaning to life is this morning. There are lots of people in our world who feel the same way. For them, life has no direction or purpose. They can end up feeling really lost in life and trapped in a hole, and they don't quite know how to get out of it. If you have a look at the Bible and Proverbs chapter 16 especially, it says that life doesn't have to be like that. If we follow God, if we follow Him, we know where we're going, and the road will be far more pleasant if we invite God along for the ride. And I'm thinking of Proverbs 16, verse 9. It has a really wonderful verse. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. So what that's saying is that everybody makes plans for their lives, whether you're working, retired, or at school or university, wherever you are. There's nothing wrong with making plans. And Proverbs 20, verse 18 says, be sure you have sound advice before making plans. Proverbs 21, 5. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. So there's nothing wrong with making good plans. But the Bible, Proverbs says, no matter what plans you might make and decide, do you know that it's God who actually decides where those plans will take you? Now, that's an important biblical fact that we need to take seriously, and I want to take this further tomorrow. So I'm saying that the Bible says that there's nothing wrong with that, plans and all that, but you've got to know where you want to go. We may make lots of plans. Proverbs 19:21 says, but the Lord will do what he has decided. So you can make all these wonderful plans, but you'd better figure that God is in there somewhere, because without God in your plans, you are going to get lost. Well, Almighty God, your plans stand firm forever. Your word is final. You created the heavens and the earth, and how reassuring it is for us to know this solid truth, because our hope is in you. We trust you, Lord. Help us not to be lost in life. Amen.